AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Despite another reported ceasefire, no ambulances or buses have yet been able to leave eastern Aleppo. Syrian activists say pro-government forces have shot at those ambulances, wounding at least three evacuees. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says they're trying to evacuate wounded civilians and rebels as part of the agreement to return the besieged city to Syrian government control. President Obama has declined to sign a renewal of Iran's sanctions, instead letting it become law without his signature.
Iran had complained about the renewal of the sanctions and said that it undermined the nuclear deal. The White House says that it doesn't violate the nuclear deal, but that it's also unnecessary because the president still has authority to penalize Iran if he needs to.
AP correspondent Josh Letterman. Forecasters say a bit more snow is possible in the Portland, Oregon area, a day after a rare snowstorm brought the city to a halt during the afternoon and evening rush hours. Thousands of vehicles barely were able to move along numerous roadways. Commuter Amy Evans tells KOIN-TV that she couldn't get her car up a slippery, snow-covered hill.
Very frustrating. They don't necessarily have much. I mean, we could take the tram down if the buses can't get up there, but otherwise we got to walk on down.
In the Midwest and the eastern U.S., the concerns are snow and frigid temperatures. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says with wind chills expected to be well below zero, this is the time to look out for each other.
Make sure that you check on family members and friends, neighbors, the elderly, the disabled, people who don't have anyone living with them.
Widespread snow expected from the Great Lakes to the northeast today. During his meeting with tech leaders, President-elect Trump says, given what's happening with the stock market, he's been good for Silicon Valley.
I'm very honored by the bounce. They're all talking about the bounce. So right now, everybody in this room has to like me at least a little bit. But
the Dow yesterday fell 119 points. This is AP Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration is rejecting an attempt to drop some warnings from tobacco pouches. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Swedish Match wants to remove warnings about gum disease and tooth loss from snus, its chewable tobacco pouches. The FDA says scientific evidence shows snus are linked to gum disease and tooth loss, just like other smokeless tobacco. Regulators say they are still considering two other proposals, including one to remove a warning related to mouth cancer, the other to add a claim snus have substantially lower risks to health than cigarettes. This is the first decision of its kind from the FDA since it was given authority to review the relative risks of tobacco products in 2009. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus has named a woman ringmaster, first time in its 146-year history. Michelle Wilson starts the new gig next month. First time will be in her hometown of Orlando. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.